This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Inspiration can come from places you'd least expect. That's what happened for Amherst, Massachusetts author Aaron Becker. You may know Becker from his best-selling children's book trilogy, Journey. His wordless books often feature expansive scenes of fantasy and nature. This year, Becker went in a different direction. You Are Light is an interactive board book filled with cutouts and colored pieces of plastic. As Becker told New England Public Radio's James Scoble Wolf, it was inspired by a trip to central Massachusetts.
I was on a silent retreat, like a meditation retreat, and it was out in a part of Massachusetts, out in the country, and it was at an old boarding school. And this boarding school used to be a Christian boarding school, and so they had stained glass everywhere all over the campus. And I'm doing this like walking meditation back and forth across the hall between these two stained glass panes, and I just can't stop thinking, as much as I'm supposed to be paying attention to my breath, I just can't stop thinking about the colored light. And when I came home, I just got an X-Acto blade, I started cutting paper, and slowly came up with this idea of merging colors in a book form.
What did the prototype look like? Was it as clean and cut as this is now, or was it much more? What did that kind of look like as a prototype?
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
I knew that usually when you're pitching a story to an editor, you know, you're just, maybe it could be written down on a napkin, or you're sending really sketchy drawings as an illustrator. But this one, I knew I had to prove the concept. I had to prove that it could be built and that it could work. So I actually sat down and built the whole thing in three dimensions. The one difference is that the entire book was full of very fine cuts and patterns. And once the publisher took the project on and decided to do it, they realized that that level of detail wasn't going to be possible in like a mass-produced object.
Yeah, and I think there's something so interesting about this book because it is such a departure from your other types of work that are just so illustrative and focused on the paintings and on the drawings. Is this a new beginning for you as an author? Is this the type of road you're looking to go down? And books like Journey and Return are in the past?
No, I'm working on a book right now that's another wordless book. So I'm kind of going back and forth between those modes. We're also working on a follow-up to You Are Light right now. That's another spin on the same idea of using these cutouts and colored light. So I am doing more of these, but I'm also still doing the other stuff. I find that I go where my interests take me, and I've been working on writing a middle grade novel, so like completely non-illustrative for the first time. So I find that if I stay in one mode too long, I get bored and restless. So there's lots of sides to my creativity, I suppose, and so I'm going to explore them all as long as I have the chance.
To me, in this book, what I really found was interesting is it feels like both a piece of literature, but also like a piece of artwork. This is a children's book at the end of the day, but who's this book for? Who's the intended audience, and what's like the kind of message that you're trying to share with your audience?
I think because this book grew out of my own curiosity and interest, I don't think that I was really thinking of designing it for someone else other than my own sort of play. It was a chance to do something that was a little bit less intensive as coming up with a storyline. There is a poem involved, but really most of the work was play. And so my hope is that it resonates with anyone. To me, yes, a toddler is certainly going to get something out of this book, but so are young kids, old kids, adults. It's certainly, I think, an all-ages kind of experience. And it gives us a chance to slow down and see something of beauty, I think.
That was author and illustrator Aaron Becker. His new book is You Are Light. You can check out other selections from our Back to School book series at nepr.net.